What did you wake up needing today? I want you to know this. Whatever you need, Jesus is. But when we think of what we need, don't we quickly go to all the stuff? I need coffee, a big comfy cardigan for the fall, my vitamin C face wash, a cozy blanket when I'm on the couch, my favorite boots in the winter, and air conditioning in the summer. We begin to think we need all the comforts, products, and things we surround ourselves with throughout each day, because if I don't have my favorite oversized hoodie and a pumpkin spice latte, I just don't think I can make it through this day. What do you really need to survive this day? I love John 10:10, where Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus wants you and me to have abundant life. It's not about the stuff. Jesus is our good shepherd. Do you realize the good news that is for us? He is our way. He is our portion. He is everything we need, not only to survive, but to thrive in this life and our hope for the next. Thriving, though, isn't about comfort and excess. It's only found when we abide in Jesus. We thrive when we find everything we need in Him. There was a man in Jerusalem during Jesus' ministry who couldn't walk. He was 38 years old and had been this way for probably most of his life. He laid by the pool of Bethesda, which was known to have healing properties for those who would bathe there. This man had a very specific and obvious need, but what Jesus offered him was so much more. John 5:6. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. What did this man need? He said, "I have no one to help me into the pool." So in his perspective, he needed to make it into the pool so he could be healed. His focus was on getting in the pool, but Jesus was all he needed. He just didn't know it yet. Where is your focus? What do you think you need? I was recently praying for peace. Then God reminded me, "I am peace. Abide in me and you'll find it." But I was focusing on the how. Like if I prayed for peace, then God might pour some out on me for the day. But the truth is, Jesus is peace, the Prince of Peace, Almighty God. The closer we get to Him, the more peace we know and feel in our life. The thing you think you need, refocus a bit. Set your gaze on the who, not the how. Jesus is. He is peace. He is comfort. He is healing for my soul. He is love. He is rest. He is the way. More of Jesus is more of everything you could possibly ever need. It's thriving in this life, no matter where life may find you, because your hope, your peace, your salvation is in nothing this world can offer. It's found only in Jesus. That's the truth. Knowing Jesus is all I need because He is everything to me. I'm Lori Klein.